Next applicant is Madison Ballet. If we could take a look at the work samples.
The rehearsal process for the Nutcracker has been really fun and exciting. We began rehearsing back in mid-October. We started rehearsing some of the bigger pieces, such as Flowers and Snow, and even Marathon. A couple weeks ago, we met up with the whole cast, with all of the kids from the school and from other surrounding dance schools, and we put the whole show together. Then this week we began rehearsing at the Overture Center, and tonight we get to dance with the orchestra.
So we're looking at the sample of their dance. So if you would like to move to a point where you see them dance, that's totally fine.
I think that's great.
Continue forward.
Around central Wisconsin.
It's wonderful to engage professional, but still keeps them
kind of make some of the steps our own. For me, it's special because it's my first time performing this version of the Nutcracker. I have performed many different versions, and this has to be one of my
favorites. The feeling is just the whole point of a holiday season.
I have some collateral to share as well, so I will do that.
Contessa, would you like to start us off once again?
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see this first, or would you like to pass it on to your second?
So Madison Ballet mission is to promote appreciation and access to ballet by providing training and performing opportunities through professionally produced productions and educational initiatives. In support of their mission statement, the artistic vision of Madison Ballet outlines the framework of educational programs and productions. They focus on three areas: education, performing opportunities, and teaching choreography opportunities. A pillar in the Madison community for over 50 years. They continue to serve as a hub for dancers and dance audience through its productions in the School of Madison Ballet and engaging community programs. Madison Ballet currently have 2 full-time staff, a managing director and school director, a professional company of 14 dancers, 4 with long-term contracts and 10 seasonal. Another 12 paid artistic staff that includes other teaching faculty. The board is 11 members, and I don't know if I mentioned the financial. So it is a larger organization with over $1 million in revenue, being the majority of program services revenue. For the past 5 years, their performance seasons has consisted of 1 or 2 full-length ballet, whether it's the Nutcracker, Dracula, or Cinderella. And they also have 2 to 3 mixed repertory productions. Over 12,000 people attended their 2017 production of the Nutcracker, making it the highest grossing show in Madison's ballet history. They provide between $25,000 to $30,000 in tuition assistance each season to ensure no student is turned away for an inability to pay. Working with families coming from communities of color. They reach further into the community by using their professionals and students as ambassadors through on-site performances, lecture, demonstration, and workshops. For the past 12 months, I think they're going through some transitioning. The artistic director is leaving, I believe, during this season. So in the spring of 2016, they cut their performance seasons was cut short due to financial difficulties. So the board elected to suspend the professional company's activity to ensure other core programs remained untouched. Since that time, programs have not only returned, they are setting the bar for regional ballet companies. Dancers from around the country seek work at the Madison Ballet for its diverse repertoire and supportive atmosphere and fair compensation. Their training for the school earns accolades from other ballet schools, including their summer intensive classes. The school is one of their greatest assets, which have created full-time positions for school director. And their facility... they've seen enrollment decline, particularly for a specific age group, the ages of between 2 and 8. But they feel like they could overcome that by investing in branding in order to compete with today's market, to move to more accessible, visible, and secure facilities. Also, as I mentioned, another kind of threat is the vacancy of the role of the artistic director. They are going through planning to identify another artistic director. So through their work, they strive to find ways to connect through the community through formal performances, education programming. And the most important way that they note success is through their ticket sales.
Maggie?
That's pretty much covered it. They do have a newly established training program for aspiring professional dancers. It's mentioned that they share office and rehearsal space with Madison Youth Choirs and that they're seeking to move to a new location. It seemed in one place they said that they have moved, in another place they haven't moved, but in any case, they're moving, they have moved, or they have They found new space. They're planning to move in 2019. They do get positive audience feedback to their productions. There was a very positive critical review. They indicate they're doing well. They're an active member of Downtown Madison, Inc., the Greater Madison Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce. They are members of the Overture Center's Resident Company Advisory Board and the Bartell Theater Board of Directors. And they have plans for future touring. They look at, in terms of evaluation, they look at their ticket sales, the quarterly parent forums at the school. They look at enrollment trends, for example. They recently implemented a more rigorous training program to compete with schools outside of Madison that are drawing their students that are interested in pre-professional training. They have a strategic plan that addresses goals and sets objectives, but there are no specific action steps and there's no budget. And the same with the marketing plan. It focuses on tactics and a timetable for activities without an overall strategic plan, and there's no budget.
When you say there's no budget, they didn't submit their financial
budget? No, there's no budget numbers included in the marketing in their
plans. Thank you. Got it. Thank you.
Other comments?
I thought this was a fearless narrative. Our artistic director's leaving us after 20 years. Here's everything he did. Here's how we're going to deal with it. We had to cancel half our season in 2016. Here's why we did it. By the way, we have this very successful school, and we wanted to make sure that it was still there. So we didn't let that take away the other, which is an incredibly difficult management decision to make mid-season. But then you go back and look at the numbers, and it obviously was the right decision. The losses were relatively minimal for that season as a result of making that happen. So it was, and that's the stuff that a lot of people hide in their grants. It was like, here's what's going on, and here's how we dealt with it, and here's where we're going forward with it. So fearless, I thought that was. That said, While the school is doing great, the percentage of income from fundraising for this ballet company is 15% of its budget. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's room to argue that they're acknowledging that, and I'm pretty sure that I would guess that it's a pretty competitive fundraising market in Madison. Mm-hmm. So that it's not, I'm not belittling the number so much as accenting the challenge. It looks to me like the school sustains itself and sustains its growth. The Nutcracker sustains itself and is extremely successful. And to do the other things we want to do, there's probably a clear plan that involves, you hope, more support from donors. But I thought it was one of those instances where highlighting the things that were going wrong with the adversity and how we dealt with it, to me, actually made for a strong commentary on management.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it really showed an ability to pivot, the willingness to make really hard choices to favor financial stewardship over all. Just something that stuck out to me, and this is just like an interesting factoid, is they mentioned that 50% of their Nutcracker ticket buyers are new to, that they're bringing new business to the center, which also calls out to me that where did the 50% that bought last year go? So that's just something to think about. And then I was curious about their comment that they're planning on expanding and that they feel like they're in a really good position to do that. Because, again, I think their school looks like it's in great shape, but there is so much uncertainty right now for that company. I'm curious about that strategic decision.
I agree with you, and I did note somewhere, because I wrote it down, only because I wrote it down on my piece of paper, that they mentioned the return to regional touring, but also said it was a long-range goal. So I don't know if that was, in that particular instance, I saw the words long range, because I had the same thoughts that you did.
That's interesting about the 50% first time overture attenders, and I wonder if it may, that cuts both ways. Where did the other 50% go, but are they serving a 50% that wouldn't normally afford to come to a performance at the Overture? It's not necessarily an inexpensive place to come to see a performance. So maybe they've hit a spot where it's affordable.
Well, were I a presenter, the Nutcracker is something I'd present. I mean, let's face it, that's going to be the spot to bring your audience in. So they have a good product, and leaning on it and doing it well is probably a really good idea. But you're right. How do you convert those 50 and other those people to come and see show number two, whatever it is?
Half minute left.
I thought another plus for them was that they have financial aid for needy students, and they pointed out that 30% of their students are students of color, and that to me was a plus.
It seemed obvious with giving up performance budgeting to maintain the education that's where the priority is, and that was on my list. Thank you.